The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Music lovers, this WTF Inside the Dana Cortez Show is all about this song.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse.
Billboard said, this song ain't country. And they pulled it from the country charts. Billboard, you suck. So Lil Nas X, the guy who made the song, is like, hold my beer, and went and got Billy Ray Cyrus to jump on his song. And what upset me, though, over the week is that people on Twitter were saying, well, Tim McGraw and Nelly did it first.
Facts.
No, you're wrong. I'm taking you back further in time to a tiny little town called Houston, Texas. And actually, it's not a tiny little town, but it's definitely a country town.
I'm from the land of longhorns and cows. We ride leather and wood, seatbelts with saddles, chrome wagon wheels, carriages with candy paint. And tumbling bead, we be blowing dank.
Did he say they're blowing dank? What is that?
Toe Down, if you don't know, it was a country rapper from Houston, Texas, who also was the plug. And if you know what I mean, you know what I mean.
Toe Down just got out of prison. I'm sure most people know what you mean.
You know what I mean. So, but he did have one of the greatest studios in Houston, and when you went over there, everybody was there. Every single rapper from Bun B, the Lil Flip.
So you hung out with this Toe Down character.
I've been there quite a few times, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is the remix of Lil Nas X, and Billy Ray Cyrus is on the song. And what I want you to do is pay attention. Was it already country, though? Like, we're going to break in every now and then. Listen to the words of rapper Lil Nas X with his country tune, Old Town Road.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse to the old
This is Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeehaw!
I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the back. Horse stock is attached. Head is matted black. Got the boots black to match. Riding on a horse. Ha, you can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley. You ain't been up off that porch.
He wants to be in a tractor.
Horses, tractors.
Cheating.
Bull riding.
Cowboy hat from Gucci. Wrangler on my
He got Wranglers on his booty. The only people that put Wranglers on a booty are country folk. I never seen y'all in some Wranglers. Never.
I look good in Wranglers, though.
I wore a cowboy hat once.
Were you a country DJ all of a sudden?
Once. I wore it once.
Like a rock star, spend a lot of money on my brand new guitar. Baby's got a habit, diamond rings and Fendi sports bras. Riding down Rodeo in my Maserati sports car. Got no stress, I've been through all that. I'm like a Marlboro man, so I kick on back. Wish I could roll on back to that old town road. I wanna ride till I can't no more.
Wait till Billy Ray finds out what the horse in the bag means.
I have a feeling he knows what it means.
He's a little hip to it.
You think he knows what's up? Okay. Will this song be back on the country charts? Because it's blazing through hip-hop charts, Hot 100. I mean, it's big.
Salute to Lil Nas X, the man who single-handedly saved country music in 2019.
I'm sure the country people are going to love that.
Yeehaw!
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh, this topic here inside the Dana Cortez Show is about Kim Kardashian, Kanye West, and what Kim just said about their son, Saint.
Saint happens to be one of my favorite human beings.
I don't think it's good when, like, parents feel like, this is my favorite child.
I think it changes. I mean, it's reality. I was my mom's favorite for a good decade, and now it's Kylie.
I don't think you should play favorites with kids.
Well, they would never know that. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah, they just watch this. Like, oh.
He's like, look here. They just gonna rewind the tape and know that St. West is your favorite kid.
That was the most intelligent thing Kanye said in a decade.
Oh, seriously, I agree with that.
I agree with Kanye. You shouldn't have favorites as a parent, I believe.
I'm an only child, and my mom told me don't ever have kids. So imagine what that did to my psyche.
I already know that Anthony is his mom's favorite because Doris just adores him.
Well, no, I thank you, Otto, for that. I don't know if that's a compliment or I don't know what that is, but thank you.
Well, she loves you.
No, and I love my mother, but I think she loves us different because I'm not going to sit here and act like I haven't caused her immense pain, right? You know, and I think there's certain things that she comes to love more about me and my brother. I know her and my brother, my younger brother, have more of an open dialogue in the sense that, like, they can talk about a night out and my mom can talk to my brother because she's divorced for the second time. So they can talk about her, like, nuances of dating and things like
that.
You
don't want
to
hear that?
And no, I don't want to hear any of that. She don't talk to me about any of that stuff. So it's interesting. I kind of do see what Kim K is saying about, like, as they grow up. But I mean, honestly, like, if Kylie was my daughter, she'd be my favorite too. Bringing
that
in all
is so wrong.
She'd make some way more money.
I'm an only child, so I always felt like, you know, I got, you know, all I needed. I never had to share, which means it's why I'm greedy. Now I'm greedy with food and everything. I can't help it. Of course, I'm smart enough to not act that out. But my thing is, I have three children. I have three beautiful daughters that I love equally. That mentality is beyond me. I can't understand loving one more than the other.
I know it's not beyond most people because my mom is one of 11 and she was my grandpa's favorite and she was probably my grandma's least favorite.
Because of that.
Yes.
Did the other kids, your aunts and uncles, did they know your mother was grandpa's favorite, her dad's favorite kid?
They came to find out because when he died, he left everything to my mom, which started this humongous fight, which in turn made my mom the black sheep of the entire family.
So you're talking about money?
Yes. He left her, he didn't leave it to my grandma, he left my mom everything.
Well, we'll talk about that when we come back.
Yeah, I guess then there is a way to find out if somebody's the favorite child, and
that's one way to find out.
Yeah, that's a serious thing right there. It's no longer cute.
It doesn't make sense to me. So help me understand how a mother could have a favorite child. 833 Dana Show, and we'll be right back. When I saw that Kim Kardashian said on camera that St. West was her favorite kid, and then Kanye rebutted her, I was kind of blown away.
Saint happens to be one of my favorite human beings.
I don't think it's good when, like, parents feel like this is my favorite child.
I think it changes. I mean, it's reality. I was my mom's favorite for a good decade, and now it's Kylie.
I don't think you should play favorites with kids.
Well, they would never know that. I'm just saying.
Oh yeah, they just watch this. Like, oh.
I cannot imagine myself saying or feeling one way about one daughter than another. I'm the mother of three beautiful children that I love equally.
And
I don't
get
it.
They all think that they're your favorite kid.
Every one of them. That's my job.
Yeah, that would be your job. But also, don't you feel like your life experience with each of them is different?
Oh, so, Anthony.
Way different.
I feel like it's apples and oranges when you're trying to compare children. Like,
you're right.
You can't compare them.
So, Anthony, you're right about that. Here, I do want to say this. You know, having had my oldest daughter, Kirsten, at 15, she and I grew up together. So I love her one way. And then my daughter, Stasia, you know, I love her another way. And then Ava Maddock, you know, I love her differently. But not more. Just differently. Each daughter requires a different kind of love. I get that.
Yeah, I get
but
that.
But rooting for one more than the other is stupid.
That's didn't give her some ding, ding, dings on that. Because you're right about that. I don't think a mother should ever root against them. But I can understand how people would assume that I'm my mother's favorite due to the fact that, like, we got it out the dirt together. Like, when she didn't have a job, she was going to school, she was doing all that stuff. So I was kind of more so there, like, as, like, I was the man in the house. So I think it was a different relationship than a traditional, what her and my brother had.
I think that Otto said you're the favorite, though. The reason Automatic said you're the favorite is because she didn't have to worry about you. And I've heard her say that a million times. You were her little, like, right-hand man.
Well, she doesn't have to worry about me now, or, you know, when you guys have met her. But there was a little early 20s stretch where it was like, Anthony.
And Automatic, before the break, was talking about how you know that your mother was the favorite, her father's favorite.
Yeah, my grandpa's favorite, yeah.
And your grandmother didn't like that. She was jealous of that relationship.
Her whole life, yeah. So they had, like, a really different relationship. And she's, I mean, like I said, she's one of 11. And I don't, not to say that my grandma doesn't love her, but she loved her differently. And there was some jealousy. And then once, you know, he died and he left everything to my mom, it just compounded it by a million.
Well, some people may not know that your mom's family is wealthy.
My mom, yeah. My mom came from not super wealthy, but a wealthy family. My grandpa owned banks.
That's super wealthy. Once you say he owned banks, that's just rich.
And so here's like a little short run of my life story. We left that family and moved across the country to New Mexico because they didn't like my dad, because my dad was poor and a drug dealer and grew up across the street from a strip club, and we got cut off completely. So I went from living in lake houses to living in a one-bedroom apartment, sleeping on lawn chairs. So that was like where my life was very different. And then when my grandpa passed, he just gave everything to my mom.
What'd she do with the money?
She gave everything back to my grandma. And I didn't know why she did it.
Anthony was like, why would you do that?
Because I think she felt a lot of pressure. And I think because she got that love from my grandpa, I think that was enough for her. She was like, okay, he loves me. He wanted to take care of me. In my head, I was like, Mom, we don't got to do nothing if you just keep that.
keep that money.
Yeah, but she gave it all back. So
I don't understand it, but I'm sure a lot of people can identify with being the favorite or not being the favorite, you know? 833-DANA-SHOW, line two.
Listening to this makes me feel bad because I was always the favorite, and my brother knew it.
Oh, how did he know that you were the favorite?
My mom said it out loud to both of us. And I mean, she gave me everything I ever wanted. Sometimes she'd take me to go out to eat, and she'd leave him at the house. I mean, when I turned 16, she bought me a new whip, and he had to buy his own car.
So why do you think she was like that with you guys?
Classic baby. Like, I was the baby. I was her last child. I was the last one to grow up. So
how many years apart were you guys?
Two.
There's a lot of mothers that play favorite.
So Automatic's over here telling people what mothers are like.
I guess so. He's the mom expert.
No, I see it. You see it all the time.
No, I mean
look
right.
at this guy on the line. Look at my friends. It happens all the time.
It does happen. No, you're right. I've seen it too, and I've seen it especially with mothers that have, sometimes when their children have different fathers.
Exactly.
And they love one father differently than the other.
Oh, my God. I can't wait for next week when Automatic gives us instructions on how to breastfeed.
He needs some milk.
So my advice to moms would be, no matter how you feel, you've got to treat each child equally so you don't give them hang-ups. They're not going to have hang-ups in life, you know?
True, unless you're Kris Jenner and your youngest daughter is the first billionaire and the youngest billionaire ever.
No,
all right,
no.
Then we get it, Kris.
It's a little easier to love her.
Yeah. That's wrong for that. Treat them equally.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Lauren Miranda, a former middle school teacher in Long Island, has been fired over topless selfies, and we're going to talk about it right now. It's a Dana Cortez Show. This is what we call girl talk. Just thinking about this hurts my heart. Now, she tells
First
us
First of all,
now,
we need to see the evidence.
Now, teacher, Miranda,
you are
pig.
Such a married man at times,
no,
bro.
No, my husband's a pig. He's been like that before. No, I can't believe that.
All husbands eventually over time become pigs. That's just
eventually
facts.
Yeah,
he's been like this since I met the man. I'm like, what in the world? When is that going to change? So she explains how it all unfolded.
I get a text message from a friend of mine in a different building, and she says that the kids are saying they have a naked photo of you, and that your picture is going around. When I initially got questioned, my principal was in possession of it, and spun his computer monitor around, and there's the picture of myself.
After DJ Automatic's comment, were you the principal? That's my question.
Desktop picture right there.
The spin around desktop picture was extra. You ain't got to do all that.
You ain't got to do all that. Then she explains how she felt.
I was hysterical. I was shaking. I was driving home and I'm on the phone, either with my cousin or my mom, and I had to pull over and actually vomit. I have never been so upset that it caused me to get sick.
She took this topless selfie 3 years ago, over 3 years ago, so almost 4 years, sent it to her boyfriend at the time. This is the photo in question now that the kids are passing around at her school. So how did she find out that she was fired?
I received a text message Thursday afternoon from my district union representative saying that the vote, they voted on it last night and that I've been fired.
She gonna get a text.
That,
I mean, that.
I've never been fired by text.
This is a very catty school that she works at.
Exactly. I think that this is wrong. I think that they pulled the trigger too soon. Mm. This was not something that she intended for students to have. This is not something that she did while she was employed as a teacher.
But you can't fault the school for having to take administrative action to be like, yo, you're a math teacher at our middle school, and there's children running around with, you know, nude photos of
you. In all reality, the integrity of the school is at stake.
True. So why are those kids looking at nude photos? You think their parents shouldn't
I was looking at hella
something?
Nude photos when I was like 12.
Shouldn't their parents be talking to them about that? Isn't that something you would talk, DJ Automatic, to our daughter, Ava Matic,
yes,
if she was passing that around?
That's why I warned her many, many times, just like I've warned my wife, don't ever, ever take a naked picture of yourself and send it to anyone because it lives forever.
Okay, well, and there's why would I send a naked picture to anyone?
First of all, well, now you're just being a hater. You're going to ruin nudes for the rest of us. Shut up.
I don't care what other women do. I'm just talking about the women in my life.
I've sent you a nude photo.
Nudes are fine.
What did I do with it? I deleted it, and I told you to delete it because it was a bad idea.
Now, that's where we need to get to. Guys, moral of this story is if you get a nude, don't do anything with it. Just erase it. Get rid of it.
833-DANA-SHOW. Call to comment. The convo continues at Dana Cortez on Instagram and Dana Cortez Show on Facebook. And when we come back, has she talked to her ex? How did this photo get out there? We continue next. Lauren Miranda, former middle school teacher in Long Island, fired over a topless selfie. And here's how she found out.
I received a text message Thursday afternoon from my district union representative saying that the vote, they voted on it last night and that I've been fired.
So the teacher here, she finds out about the nude selfie. And listen when she goes to the office.
I get a text message from a friend of mine in a different building. And she says that the kids are saying they have a naked photo of you and that your picture is going around.
833-DANA-SHOW. Go ahead.
Oh, well, listening to this made me cringe. I had explained to my ninth grade daughter what a horrible person that teacher is.
Hold on. I'm not sure how you come to the conclusion that she's a bad person. She's a horrible person.
Yeah. Well, she's taking naked pictures of herself and sending them to men. She's not a role model. She's basically a porn star.
Oh, but you know, you're laughing and stuff, but sharing a photo with somebody that you love and then having that person send it out, that doesn't make her a porn star. That makes her ex a jerk. That's what it means.
Whatever. You know, if I found out my daughter's teacher was taking nudes, I'd be at that first PTA meeting making sure she was fired.
That's
not the kind of person I want teaching my children. Well, she can find another profession. Go be a stripper or something else.
Yeah.
Stay away from children.
Hold on, let me ask you something.
Stay away from the children.
What's your point? She got like outstanding teacher of the year. She was an exemplary teacher. She only sent it to her boyfriend years ago. What's the point you're trying to make?
My message is simple. Don't be a and you won't have to pay the price. You know, goodbye now.
So she says that if a woman's trust is violated, it's her fault.
It was her fault for sending out the nude.
Personal love? If I sent you something and you shared it, that's my fault? I love you.
What do I always say? Don't send nude
pictures.
It's
not my fault, though. Her trust was violated.
But it's your fault for sending it in the first place.
Okay, so it's your fault for showing up at the bar dressed that way.
I don't think she should have got fired.
I'm telling you now.
I don't think she should have got fired, but it's her fault.
No,
it's not. She sent the picture.
That's the same fight that people have. When you show up at the bar you're dressed too provocatively. That's why those men did that. That's your fault.
No,
you
it's
shouldn't
not the
have been walking
thing.
Home
no,
alone.
It's
exactly
no,
the same
no,
thing.
No.
She lost her job. She's fired because of something.
I don't think she should have lost her job. I don't think she should have lost her job.
It's not her fault.
It's her fault for sending that picture. She took
same
it.
Analogy,
she sent
you're
it
wrong.
Out.
You're. I bet you anything. The school
not
loses. The school loses the fight, and she gets her job back, or she just gets millions. And goes and teaches at a private school or something. Seriously.
I think you're wrong on
this
one.
Be more wise about who you're sending your news to, ladies.
Bing!
At the end of the day, you can't blame someone. That wasn't her intention. She didn't send it to those children, and she should not have lost her job. And the law's on my side. So I guess there are new laws being written right now. It's called revenge porn. This is serious. Isn't the moral of the story what you do on the internet lives there forever?
Is that the moral of the story?
I think the moral
of the story is
don't send nudes.
See, my phone is broken into. My privacy is violated. I shouldn't have to pay, and neither should this teacher. That's the moral.
Nudes are like flowers for dudes, right? And just like flowers, nudes should be dead after a couple days. All right, don't save them. Get rid of them. If you're in love with the person and you want to, you know, send them a sexy message, do it. But if you're receiving that message, don't share it. And if you have nudes in your phone and you work at a school, please keep your phone locked.
Because you know what happened is a little kid got into her phone and probably airdropped it to himself.
Either way, at the end of the day, she shouldn't have to pay for whoever violated her privacy. And that's it. But be careful who you share them nudes with. All right, y'all, we'll be right back with more of the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today is one confession, right? One call, 1 minute, no judgment, except that I have a confession. Y'all know Lori Loughlin, right, Aunt Becky?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, she's going to the big house, from Full House to the big house.
Have mercy.
Well, me and Lori Loughlin are, we're kind of the same people. God!
You doing racketeering?
No
you
racketeering.
Laundering money
no,
that I don't know
no
about?
No organized crime, no racketeering, but I am enabling my daughter. Our daughter, Ava Maddox. You part of it,
too. You very guilty of that.
Y'all's
daughter. Y'all's daughter, yes. Ava Maddox, over there. Just for those who don't know, I'm the non-married one, not the one with a child. All right.
Anthony A is a single dude, and DJ Automatic and I are married. No, well, you know, I grew up without anything, and then I had a daughter when I was 15. My daughter Kirsten and I, we struggled a lot. We grew up together. And, you know, she and I didn't have things like, you know, food or, I mean, I'm not kidding. Like, you know, I lived in my car for a while. It was tough. It was a tough time. And so then I had my daughter Stasia and life was better for her. And now we have Ava Maddox.
No, wait, you forgot the most important thing.
What?
Then you met me.
Oh, settle
and
down.
And then your life got better.
Well, it wasn't just meeting you. My life was already on the upward swing. I had a home. I had already owned two homes by then. You know,
but shout out to the stepfathers around the world
for coming in and
picking up the other part.
I'm gonna get back to what I was saying now. Do you mind?
I just wanted to pat myself on the back.
Yeah, obviously. I'm gonna slap you on the back of the head here in a minute. Okay. So, you know, Ava Maddox is in a whole different world. My older daughters always say, "Man, they don't even live with us." They say things like, "Man, Ava's so lucky. She has shoes and like
haters.
Beautiful. They hate us. They're like, God, you know, she's
got shoes and like food to eat. Yeah, like maybe even new clothes every once in a while.
Yeah, God, you know." But what's happening with Ava Maddox, and this is no fault of her own, is that she's feeling a sense of entitlement, and that's being brought on by me giving her everything without her having to work for it, which is what the Lori Loughlin, the Felicity Huffmans, all these people of the world have done. And all it really is crippling our children. We're crippling our children. We cannot be the crutch forever. So what I did is I did a little self-reflection and reading. And I know there's a lot of parents who are out there just like me. We grew up tough without a lot. And so then you have your kids. You're like, let me give you this iPad. Let me give you this. Let me give you this. Let me give you this. And pretty soon you got some brats in your house.
Oh, the good old classic. Well, I want them to have more than I had and this and that. That could go way overboard. You're right.
And it has. It has. So through a lot of, like I said, self-reflection, I've got some advice I'd like to share with you if you feel like you might be in my shoes. And I'll share that with you when we come back, y'all. It's the Dana Cortez Show. One confession is that myself here, Dana Cortez, and Lori Loughlin, you know, Aunt Becky.
Have mercy.
You know how she going to jail for paying off like $500,000, right, for a kid to go to college?
Yeah, for racketeering, money laundering, and she's looking at a minimum of 4 years and 9 months in prison.
Aunt Becky and I have a lot in common because we are both enabling our children. I want to raise a good human being, and I am. One of the things we were talking about off the air, Anthony A. was like, well, Automatic Dana, y'all, Ava Maddox's such a good kid. She is. She's a wonderful
child. She's a
great
kid. She really is. Well, she's just a little bit entitled, and she just like lives in this bubble that she thinks that money grows on trees.
But she runs y'all a little bit, though, too.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I'm okay with her running me. I'm okay with me showering her with love. What I'm not okay with is that recently I've been, you know, giving her more material things than necessary, and she's not having to work for it. And the world don't give you a damn thing, boys and girls. Nada.
I just feel like Dana's just repeating everything I've said to her over the past 2 months.
Well, no, what I did is I read over the week, and I took her phone away, and I stuck to it. I do that all the time, and I end up giving in.
Oh, wow.
And I made her work for it.
That's a big deal. She took her phone away. I was like, that doesn't even matter. I mean, it does matter.
Dude, that's worse than grounding them. That's everything to a team.
It really
is.
That's their lifeline to, you know, their friends and everything.
And we set parameters. You know, we had our little debate yesterday about the whole how long they can stay online. I did remind you last night to cut her off because Automatic didn't have that on there. He actually had the app off. And I said, hey, no. I want to get right. I did. That's fact.
She did do that. I did forget.
I did. So the number one thing you have to do, well, there's several things that you have to do, but you have to teach your children to say thank you and mean it. They're not owed anything. I don't owe you anything but that roof over your head. Make sure you get to school and you healthy, and that's all I owe you. You know, some food on your plate. Everything else is because we have a little extra.
Those are benefits.
Thank you. Set expectations when shopping. I will say this one thing. We go shopping. She really doesn't ask for a lot. We made sure we let her know she couldn't be asking for something at the store. Make giving and volunteering a habit. We do it a lot in this room. It's not a lot of times that I take Ava Maddox. Well, we started a last week we took her with us.
We took her to the food bank, and she got it. She's exposed to a lot of those things. I think she has a lot of empathy, but she still is in. She still expects
she
a lot of things.
She never felt hunger in her life.
No.
Well, also, at the end of the day, you guys are on the cusp of having a teenage daughter.
Yes.
So the cusp of it. So that's
Let's get it now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think also on top of that, make volunteering fun and engaging.
Yes, it is. It feels so good when you do something good for other people. And then finally, you got to value what you have. This is something that my Nana taught me. My Nana grew up with nothing. Dirt floors, dirt poor, no indoor bathroom, nothing. And she valued and treasured every single thing she had. Everything was precious. Everything had its place because she didn't have anything. So we have to teach that of our kids. That pair of pants, those shoes that cost mommy and daddy $60, $70, $80, $100. Oh my God, parents hitting me up right now. They spend $200 on those kids' shoes. Value those shoes. Some kids don't have any. You know, so you got to teach kids to value things. And should I list these? Should I put these up?
Yeah, put it up. I mean, I'm constantly telling Ava, I'm like, you have so much to be, you know, grateful for. Please just recognize how hard we work so you can have these
things. I'm tired right now. Give me that Red Bull. I'm exhausted right now. I'll post them because this is a conversation I would love to continue online. At Dana Cortez on Instagram and Dana Cortez Show on Facebook. And I don't want parents to feel guilty. You can always start fresh with your kiddos. We can all start today. We'll be right back, y'all.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
What guys think, ladies? We ask the questions and the men answer honestly. Listen to this woman.
My name is Katie. I just turned 28 last week and I have never been kissed. Now, like, I don't want to go up on stage and like kiss a bunch of random strangers or anything. Not my style. But where is a Midwest girl supposed to meet a decent gentleman in the world?
Okay, so Katie was on the Ellen Show with Chelsea Handler. I needed her audio here on the Dana Cortez Show because I got a lot of girlfriends, my own girlfriends, who are looking for good guys. Why are you making that face?
Because she said she was 28 and she's never been kissed.
Was that a unicorn sound I heard? What was that?
That's definitely not a unicorn sound.
Well, yes, it is.
A unicorn sound is a woman who has under 3 counts on her body list and doesn't have any children. This lady sounds like a weirdo.
I would want to meet.
You automatic. Tell us how you really feel, bro, about a woman who hasn't been kissed by the age of 28.
I can already hear her thick ankles.
I hate you guys right now. That is so rude.
That was rude, bro.
That was rude.
I thought you were going to say she's a little weird. I know you're going to start off with physical features, but you're right.
Yeah, that was really...
She probably does have big ankles.
It's over, y'all. No, it just reminds me of this.
I'm not Josie Grossi anymore.
She might have had a tough, you know, high school year. A little tough. And then she came into her own.
Every time I hear somebody say, I'm a good Midwestern girl, all I just think of is, oh, you used to be really, really fat.
Y'all remember the Kansas girl I hooked up with? That was a good Midwestern woman right there.
She was bigger than you.
No, she wasn't. Well, you know what? Those are cornbread ones. I was in the Midwest. They're good. I like them that
Can
way.
Can we get back to the topic? Listen, one more time, playing a question. Anthony, you're the single guy.
My name is Katie. I just turned 28 last week, and I have never been kissed. Now, like, I don't want to go up on stage and, like, kiss a bunch of random strangers or anything. Not my style. But where is a Midwest girl supposed to meet a decent gentleman in the world?
Where is any girl supposed to meet a decent gentleman in the world? Where?
3 a.m. taco truck Friday night.
No, that is not where you meet decent guys.
A real man is
going
to get you some quality street tacos, my queen. I can promise you that.
Will you answer the question for real? Will you men call, please, right now, 833-DANA-SHOW, because I got girlfriends who need to know, where are the good quality men? We'll be back with those answers next, ladies. It's What Guys Think Inside the Dana Cortez Show. Girls, we ask the question and the guys get real with the answers.
My name is Katie. I just turned 28 last week and I have never been kissed. Now, like, I don't want to go up on stage and like kiss a bunch of random strangers or anything. Not my style. But where is a Midwest girl supposed to meet a decent gentleman in the world?
I thought of this movie right away.
I'm not Josie Grossi anymore.
Never been kissed.
What is she saying? She doesn't want to kiss a bunch of random what?
She didn't want to go on stage and kiss a bunch of random dudes.
Because this was on the Ellen Show.
Who says
show.
They want to kiss her?
You wouldn't want to kiss a girl who'd never been kissed?
I would. At 28? No, because I haven't seen her yet.
She's cute.
Is she? Let me see her. Hold on.
Okay, here she is. What do you think?
She looks very Midwestern. I mean, she looks like she could milk a cow.
But
You know, I was going to say looks like a half gallon of mayonnaise, but she looks all right.
She's all right,
she's
though, got
a,
right?
No, she's pretty. She's not ugly, no, but yeah, she could work pretty. On her dressing. That's her first thing.
Don't tell a woman how to dress.
Well, she's dressed like a milkmaid. I mean, come on. Go she looks straight Dana off the farm.
Add Dana Cortez on Instagram to see our lovely lady who's never been kissed at
but
age 20.
But let me tell you
she's
something.
She's cute.
Somebody should kiss her.
Thank
somebody,
you.
Yes, there, she's not.
So I need to know right now, Anthony, where are the good guys at? Like, for real. In other words, where are you not hanging
How's
out?
How's he going to know?
You know what? Anthony acts like he's hard. Let me tell you something. This guy is soft. No, when he has a girlfriend, he's a good boyfriend.
I think I'll probably go out and say this. I'm probably the best boyfriend in the studio right now.
Oh, like, for sure.
When it comes to being a boyfriend, I'm the best one.
For sure.
So what I would implore this desktop millennial to do, she's a little washed, get a Bumble account, bridge the digital world and the social world you want. You don't want to just dive into a bar. You just don't want to jump on Tinder. There's social meetup groups. Go to these things. They're once a month. They have them, you know, different places. Get very millennial with it. Find people of shared interest and do
Did you
a
look
happy
at her
hour.
Outfit? That woman has never been on the internet.
I'm not Josie Rossi anymore.
Stop. Well, Doug, then we're going to get her on.
Go to a brunch party in Topeka, Kansas, or wherever she's living.
You know where she
You'll
needs
meet
to go?
A decent guy.
She needs to go to church on Sunday. That's where she needs
no,
to go.
No, she's been to church every Sunday. She needs to skip a Sunday church and go to Sunday brunch. Now we're going to the phone lines. 833 Dana Show. We're all the good men hanging out.
Well, you're assuming there's good men.
That's not going to help us. You're not helping. Are there any good men out there?
Of course there are. I mean, good's an obviously subjective term, but, you know, I believe there's a lot of good-hearted guys out there.
Let me tell you. Okay, he's got a good heart. He's got a good job. And he's got his own apartment. He ain't living at home with mama. So those are the three qualifications. It's not a lot to ask for.
It's not a lot. I'm old school, so I don't do the Tinder and the Bumble and stuff, but, like, I know that's huge today.
I got a question. You said you're an old-fashioned dude. Where do you go to meet a nice lady?
Yeah, so you're the old-fashioned good guy. Sounds like, where are you hanging out?
Well, I mean, I've got my normal spots. Like, I've got a couple of spots that I kind of hang out with some friends of mine on the weekend, whether...
So,
in other words, you're just saying she's going to meet a good man at a bar.
Yeah.
I mean, I do other things, too, but at the same time, when I go out to, like, a museum or something, I'm not, like, actively looking to pick anybody up. I mean, that's kind of weird and random.
That's the last time you went to a museum, man. I need some receipts. I'm not buying your museum story, bro. So I'm going to ask y'all...
A little creepy?
I'm going to ask y'all something real quick. Is a good place... This is random, but is a good place to meet a single person at the grocery store?
I think that can work.
Depends on which line you're in. If it's like the 10 under items and express, get away from that person. They're living life day to day. Now they have a full car.
Self-checkout, stay away.
Self-checkout, you don't want no problems with people like me.
Okay.
Stay away from us by all means.
All right, ladies, the bar and Bumble. Those are the top two. JoinYouSomeMatch.com,
too. She's never going to kiss another man. Or ever.
We'll be right back with more of the Dana Cortez Show next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You guys ever thought about vanity plates for your car? Is that ever, you know, something you've contemplated in your mind, DJ Automatic or Anthony A?
I've thought about a vanity mirror for my outfit of the day. That's about it.
That'd be funny. It's the Dana Cortez Show. Time for the WTF story. Well, Dave Asman was denied vanity plates.
Wait, what?
Let me repeat that again. Let me rewind. Dave Asman was denied vanity plates with his last
name. Hold up, Dana. Back that up again. What was the name again?
Dave Asman. So they said his last name was deemed offensive.
Oh.
That's the man's last name. But you know what? Dave is like, I'm not giving up. He got so upset. He's like, this is my real last name. It's spelled A-S-S. M-A-N.
If there's anything going to block this ass man, it's constipation, so not the law.
He created a giant ass man decal for his truck instead, and there's absolutely nothing the law can do about it. So he was interviewed by local news, and they're like, yo, why do you have this big ass man on your truck? He was asked that question. And Dave Asman said, see, I hate to say it, but I'm kind of a sarcastic... And, well, I just wanted to prove it.
I thought he was going to really say, you know what? I'm kind of an ass man. That was the layup right there.
You know who's not an ass man?
Me.
Oh. DJ Automatic.
Kind of by default, my wife has none.
So. I'm okay with that. I'm fine with it. And apparently you are too.
I married it.
Yeah, for sure. So not all heroes wear capes. I want to congratulate David Asman for, I think, having one of the best WTF stories we've done in a long time.
And if you see that Asman out in his Asman truck, twerk it out for a little bit. Salute that man. He's an Asman.
Back it up, y'all. Back it up. All right. That's your WTF story. We'll be back with more of the Dana Cortez Show next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Down in the DMS, your breakdown inside the Dana Cortez Show. So I want to take y'all back a little bit. Clarissa and Mason. You guys remember them? Partners in life and in business. You recall this one?
Yeah.
Okay. Things were tough in the beginning, but then all of a sudden business is booming and things change. So Clarissa called us because she's like, I think Mason, you know what? Something's not right.
Now that he's actually making money, he's all of a sudden at the gym all the time, and I haven't been able to travel with him because he says it interferes with his work.
Yeah, interesting. Mm. I'm making some money. Now you can't come with me for the ride. I'm like, So it turns out that things did go down in the DM. And even worse, she floated the entire business. She wanted them to be successful together.
I loved you. I believed in you, and I wanted you to be successful so we could have a good life.
I wanted that too, but I don't anymore. I don't want to be with you.
Wow, that's so shocking. I figured that out, you idiot. You could have just told me instead of cheating on me.
This is your fault. You don't give me any space. You're constantly on my back and obviously spying on me too. You need to be out of the house before I get home.
Oh, my God.
This is my house, too. I put down the majority of the down payment. What are you talking about?
Well, it's in my name, so too f***ing bad. You want to embarrass me like this? I'll show you who's in charge.
One word for Mason.
Stupid.
Oh, he get on my nerves. Man, you don't even know how. I just was like, was I not just, I had a fist up to the screen. I'm just so upset,
That's like a real grown adultery. Is that what they call it? Adultery?
That's real adultery.
That was like some intense stuff. I've been part of some cheating things. But when you started talking about not leaving the house and doing things like that, I was kind of lost.
Okay, what does all this mean? So if you, the person that leaves the house is giving the home up. My auntie taught me that because she stayed in the house with my uncle and her, you know, were separated. And she's like, I was like, why don't you just leave? She's like, hell, he's going to leave. And it took 2 years, but he sure did end up having to leave because he was unfaithful.
Oh, because that's what happened to my mom. My mom ended up leaving and then my dad got the house because
of that. That's what happened. Don't leave, ladies. Don't you leave that house. So after he threatened to take all the money, Mason was like, get out of my house. Clarissa remembered something.
Oh, my God, Dana. Oh, my God. No, I don't need it. I'm on the business account. I got to go. I'm going to just go make a withdrawal now.
Yes, but you have to let us know what happens. Girl, don't leave us like this. You're on the business account?
Yeah. I will. I promise I will. I'll message you tomorrow, and I'll call you guys, okay?
Go clear that thing.
God, automatic. You just go clear it.
He's kicking her out of the house. She needs money to live.
She does. And she floated that business. But Clarissa is on the line and she's agreed to talk to us with a follow-up. Took a little longer than I thought. Is she okay? Is she still in the home? And did she clear the account? Down in the DM, the breakdown continues next. It's the Dana Cortez Show. Woo! Clarissa and Mason had a lot of people upset. I had so much of a reaction during this Down in the DM breakdown. So it turns out that Mason was actually trying to talk to someone else. Clarissa confronts him during our Down in the DM.
I loved you. I believed in you, and I wanted you to be successful so we could have a good life.
I wanted that too, but I don't anymore. I don't want to be with you.
Wow, that's so shocking. I figured that out, you idiot. You could have just told me instead of cheating on me.
This is your fault. You don't give me any space. What? You're constantly on my back and obviously spying on me too. You need to be out of the house before I get home.
Oh, my God.
This is my house, too. I put down the majority of the down payment. What are you talking about?
Well, it's in my name, so too f***ing bad. You want to embarrass me like this? I'll show you who's in charge.
But she remembered she's on the business account. But, you know, I mean, she helped front the business. I can't believe she quit school. Like, man, this whole thing is just wrong.
Love will make you. Love is blinding.
Oh.
And you make some dumb decisions. And along with,
I don't know if it's dumb, though, when you were, I mean, Automatic and I are invested in business together. I love him. I trust him.
Yeah, but that was when a ring was already on it.
Yeah, this is a totally different situation. This is before they were married. Before, like, if you're going to start a business or buy a house with somebody, You should probably get married first.
Or put your name on there, girl. Well, Clarissa is on the line. So did you clear the account?
I didn't. You know, I truly believe that what comes around goes around. And so I didn't clear it out, but I got out what I needed. I mean, I'm so f***ing done with that guy. I'm so glad I'm out of it now. And I'm in a better place.
That was actually probably pretty smart, because if you would have taken all of it, then he probably could have got you for theft or something. So
man, he's right. So lucky he's not with me. Let me tell you, because I would have taken all that money. But you know what? You're a good woman. I'm really happy. But you got what you put in there, right? You got your down payment back and everything.
I did. I got the right attorney, thanks to you, and everything ended up working out. So
thank God. Okay, Clarissa. See, there's some good women out there. It's only been a little bit. Otto, God.
Well, I want to know. Have you met anybody new
yet? You're trying to set her up with your brother, aren't you?
No, at Anthony A400. Oh. Just toss it out there, Ma.
Clarissa, no. You need some time, okay? Get right with yourself.
Right. Yeah.
She's like, give her a minute. My gosh, you just moved out of this
Anthony,
guy's house.
Hit her on the DMs.
Oh, God. Clarissa, thank you so much, girl. Thank you. We love you. Bye. You know what's funny about this? Is this rare? Like, I don't mean to say that we always take sides. But normally I do, you know, I'm here for my girls, and you guys are all about your boys. This time, y'all are like, that guy's scum. And both of you, Automatic and Anthony, were like, yo, that guy was just out there.
I get it if a man cheats and he's just mainly because he's bored. I'll defend that. But if she's helping you, dog, like, start your business, and then you start flourishing, and then that's just not, like, you're not a good person.
No, that's exactly it. He was just a bad person. I mean, he literally took advantage of this woman, and he just used her.
But saying that it's okay if he just cheats for
no,
fun.
No, I'm not. That was Anthony who said that. I didn't say that.
Yeah, you better clarify that, DJ Automatic, real damn quick. Well, I'm glad for Clarissa. I'm going to tell you right now, Mason, you're very lucky that Clarissa's as nice as she is, because Dana Cortez would have cleared that account, boy, for real.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.